Welcome to this week's edition of SKNI's Week in Review, where we recap major government released activities for the past week. I am your presenter, Raheem Berry. Highlights for the week of September 4th to the 10th of 2020 includes National Heroes Pack is a valuable teaching tool, says Piers Hodge. The Solid Waste Management Corporation implements additional afternoon shifts to boost domestic waste collection. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, William V. Hodge, expressed that St. Kitts and Nevis's National Pack serves as a tangible link to the past, the Twin Island Federation, and is a valuable teaching tool for the younger generation during an appearance on a radio and television show, Working For You, on September 9.
Place that our children have to be brought to, especially those from the rural areas. We have to bring them, other than in the National Heroes Day, to experience the National Heroes Park and the significance of it in our history.
Several students from across St. Kitts will have the opportunity to learn more about National Heroes and the National Heroes Park when they attend the National Heroes Day ceremony on September 16. 5 students from every public and private school are scheduled to attend to witness the observance. Minister with responsibility for Solid Waste Management Corporation, the Honourable Eugene Hamilton, indicated that to boost the organisation's domestic waste collection program, it will be implementing an additional afternoon shift during the virtual forum series, Leadership Matters, on September 8.
We are doing all of this as we move towards considering waste to energy in St. Kitts and Nevis. I believe that for taxi drivers, even for some unemployed hotel workers who may possess the necessary class driver's license, could be employed as temporary environmental and domestic waste collectors until the tourism industry begins.
The minister added that despite being faced with COVID-19 challenges in the past months, the Solid Waste Management Corporation was able to function as an organization and ensured that garbage was collected from households and businesses. Honorable Alexis Jeffers says his mission as Minister of Agriculture is to bring about a revolution in the Federation's agricultural industry during an exclusive interview with SKNS on September 10.
My hope as the Minister of Agriculture for the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis is to bring about a renaissance, a revolution in agriculture moving forward. We're hoping over the next 5 years to stimulate growth in agriculture where we can certainly say that we have done what we have set out to do as an administration to grow agriculture, to get more persons involved and to ensure that we are feeding our nation in a sustainable way.
The minister explained as well that he hopes that persons who see the growth in this sector can make it a business and earn a living to feed themselves and feed their families. Minister of Education, the Honorable John L. Powell, says he is happy school has resumed amid COVID-19 pandemic during an interview at the Irish Dawn Primary School on September 9.
I'm just happy for them. They've been out of school for a very long time, and I am really proud that our students are able to do something that a lot of their counterparts in the region can't do, which is resume school today. Trinidad has said school won't start until next year. Jamaica said maybe later down this year. We can do it today. And I'm confident that our students are returning to school in a very safe environment to do what they have to do to better themselves as the future of our nation.
The minister indicated that he visited the Irish Town Primary School to make certain that the process is being conducted adequately with respect to the procedures in place to limit the spread of COVID-19. And this concludes this week's edition of SKNI's Week in Review. See you next week.